Every day, we juggle a ton of competing priorities and urgent requests. We attempt to sidestep distractions and, with the best intentions, chip away at our goals. Regardless of how hard we try to stay focused, the unexpected emerges. And when it does, it becomes really easy to lose sight of what truly matters. Today, I'm going to share some leadership best practices to navigate this maze, to keep yourself and your team focused on what matters most. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. This is Jim Riviello, and I want to welcome you to the Getting Results podcast. I'm so excited to have you here, so let's get started. Results matter. In fact, we're paid to get results. So the big question is this: how do business leaders like us, who really want to do the right thing and make a difference, how do they get results? How do they effectively lead others in the face of adversity? And how do they find the strength and courage to role model the behavior they want to see in others? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jim Riviello, and welcome to Getting Results. When I think of leadership, the first thing that comes to mind is purpose. See, every team needs a mission, a guiding light that fuels their actions and drives them forward. Your job as a leader is to define that purpose. Establishing a focus for what your team starts with two fundamental questions. What and why? What are you trying to accomplish? And why is it even important? See, these are two questions that every leader needs to communicate. Unfortunately, many leaders don't do this. And if they do, they don't do it in a way that every team member fully understands. They might explain in passing what they're trying to accomplish, but they don't fully articulate why it's important. Or they may rave about something important, but then fail to clarify what they are asking others to do. Here's a four-step framework that I use for getting everyone on the same page. One, define the objective. Communicate it clearly, ensure everyone understands it, and then manage the execution. So you can leverage this framework in a multiple of different scenarios. Here's the truth. It's easy to get caught up in the minutiae and lose sight of what truly matters. It happens all the time. And there's nothing wrong with you when it does happen. It simply signifies that you must slow down and you got to exercise more discipline. See, slowing down is the last thing that leaders think about when things get hectic. Normally, when things get crazy, everyone gets crazy, right? Including the leader. That's when a leader must resist the temptation to join the crazy. So you have to slow down enough to see that what your team really needs is your guidance. As things become more hectic, the need to recalibrate everyone's focus actually increases. A leader's job is to ensure everyone's energy is focused on the things that move the needle the most. A good skill to teach your team is to separate the critical from the trivial. See, when everything is a priority, you know what? Nothing's a priority. And if you operate with that mindset, you will only add to the chaos instead of helping your team navigate through it. Discipline starts with leadership. The challenge I often hear when I talk about this is the fact that everything's constantly changing. That said, we must find a way to stay grounded in reality. How do you do that? With data. See, effective leaders make data-driven decisions. Data takes the emotion out of decision-making. Data allows you to make decisions based upon factual information, not assumptions. Keep in mind that data is only half the equation. The other half is understanding what the data is actually telling you. To me, that's the most crucial part. What trends are you seeing? What conclusions are you drawing when you look at the data? What risks do you anticipate? What proactive measures can you take to mitigate their impact? See, effective leaders ask these types of questions. These questions drive a culture of continuous improvement. Tracking key metrics And analyzing outcomes is important. It allows you to identify areas for improvement. A lot of teams struggle with this. Someone usually feels like they're on the hot seat when a leader identifies something that needs to be improved. Leaders must recognize this, right? And they got to understand this dynamic and emphasize that, you know what? No one's to blame. I tell every leader I coach to create a culture where everyone is constantly looking for areas of improvement. Everyone needs to get into this mindset of anticipating potential problems before they arise. Once again, that starts with leadership. That starts by having an honest, authentic, and transparent conversation. I know one leader who does this extremely well. He solutions in the moment. When he identifies a piece of data that looks concerning, you know what he does? He rallies the team and he makes it clear that no one's at fault. He simply wants to find a way to reverse the trend, right? Because he assumes the best of intentions and authentically wants to improve, you know what he does? He builds trust and confidence with his leadership team. I've seen this behavior multiple times, and it's magical. Instead of feeling like someone is on the hot seat, his leaders feel supported by their peers. Now imagine if your leadership team felt that way. The last point that I want to make is this. Celebrate progress, not perfection. See, perfection is an elusive goal. Instead, celebrate the little victories, right? They're just as important as the big ones. Catch people doing something right and acknowledge those efforts in front of other people. When you do, you build trust. Let's be honest. Leadership is a journey, not a destination. You got to embrace the ups and downs, the twists and turns, and the challenges along the way. Every day and every experience is an opportunity for growth. Share this with your team and encourage them to simply enjoy the ride. Years from now, they're not going to remember the issue of the day, but they will remember this. They will remember that you taught them to focus on what truly matters. Before you go, I want to invite you to join our leadership community. The fastest way to expedite results is to surround yourself with like-minded souls who want to elevate their game. LXU is a community-driven hub for business leaders just like yourself who want to develop their personal brand, increase their influence, and accelerate their impact. If that's you, I encourage you to join us. I included a link in the description if you're interested. Okay, if you like what I shared today, do me a favor. Give it a thumbs up, drop a comment below related to your business, and of course, subscribe because each week I'm sharing content to help you and your team embrace change, focus your efforts, and accelerate results. Remember this, you're just one idea away. We'll talk to you soon. If you want to get out of the weeds, you need to do more than just hire the right people. You need to get the right people to do the right things. The truth is this, leaders are only as good as the team they surround themselves with. I invite you to join Leadership X University and get access to a thriving community of like-minded business leaders just like yourself. The entire community is designed to be one big support group for leaders who want to get out of the weeds and get their teams to step up. Go to growchampion.com or follow the link in the description to learn more. In the meantime, do me a favor and share this with others in whatever way serves you best. Enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.